Happy to be out this evening. Amen. Let's all stand. Just bow our heads before Him in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it a great privilege, Lord, to be gathered once again. Lord, each time, Lord, we have the opportunity to gather in Your precious holy name. Lord, with saints of like precious faith, Lord, it's such a blessing. Lord, it's something we look forward to in our lives, Lord, because You gave us the desire, Lord, to want to be here. Lord, You gave us a desire to love our brothers and sisters. Lord, and just to come and hear Thy word, hear what You have for us once more. Lord, just give us revelation, Lord, once again, as we ask many times. But, Lord, it's the most important thing in this life, Lord. Lord, we just give everything unto You this night. Ask Your will be done. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 658, and I only believe sisters sung this the other night. A wonderful little song. Just suppose God stirs through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be. A supreme sacrifice that was needed. Amen. That would buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my so glad He was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although He prayed, Father, let it pass from me. Oh, I'm so glad He didn't call for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Oh, had then forever. remember it every day and keep it before me. Page 354. Actually, amen. I have a soul of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. Page 266, the same book. Amen. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to Savior lives. Amen.
hallelujah. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day no war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory. Because He lives, amen, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, the future, amen, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Sing it again with all your heart. Because He lives, amen. Oh, I can face Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and because He lives. Amen. Lord, we praise Your wonderful name this night. Lord, we know You live because You can fill us in our hearts, oh Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for Your Holy Spirit. Amen. For giving Your life for ours, oh God. Amen. Thank You, Lord. You're so glad He lives within Your heart. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Because I know He holds the future. Amen. What an assurance. What a blessed peace. Amen. Brother Paul, you might take up the offering again this evening.
Hallelujah.
Service now, bless the tithes and offerings that come forth, Lord Jesus. Bless each and every one as the prayer of Jesus will give back to you, Father. May it be used for Thy kingdom and Thy glory, Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen. We serve
I got, Lord, for so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has followed me. So Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we stand here tonight, Lord, with a desire in our hearts to be here, Lord, to hear what you have. And Lord, to know that we're in your hands, Lord. And Lord, to know that you found us and you set us free. Oh, Lord, what a blessing. Lord, where would we be tonight, Lord, if you didn't reach out and, Lord, take us by your hand and, Lord, lead us in that path, Lord, you wanted us to go. Lord, let us hear tonight once again, Lord, to hear thy precious word with a desire burning from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, to be here, longing to hear what you have for us. Lord, we're so appreciative. But Lord, we have needs in this life, Lord, as you know. Lord, we just ask that you would touch every, Lord, body that needs mended. Lord, touch every spirit, Lord, that needs a touch from you. Lord, just be with us, each and every one. Lord, you know each and every one of our needs, Lord, better than we do ourselves. Lord, we just grant each and every, Lord, person, Lord, in this building. Lord, each and every person, Lord, that they have on their hearts, Lord, praying for. Lord, we just grant them all into your hands, Lord, for your will to be done in our lives. Lord, for our will is to do the will of the Father, Lord, and for you to send us. Amen. Lord, we just ask you have your way, Lord, and man the service. Lord, bless each and every word, Lord, that spoke tonight into our hearts, Lord. Lord, that we not only hear it, but Lord, we go out and live it, Lord, with all our hearts. Lord, we ask you to bless it. Now bless each one that made the effort to be here. And Lord, bless us with thy precious presence once again. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated. Ain't you glad he set you free? Amen. 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 Anyone have a song or a special tonight? Young sisters, we ask you to come on up. Amen.
children walk through the darkest of midnights, I've witnessed faithful to the test. I have watched as the storm blew in with the thunder, but in each trial, He knows what's best. I'm so glad He knows what's best. And though you may see your valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears flowing down, I'm so glad He sees what we know. He knows the end from the beginning. He looks ahead past the hurt and the pain to a place where is all understanding. He sees the sun through the rain. And though you may see your valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears flowing down, I'm so glad He sees what we know. I'm so glad He sees what we know.
Sing a little chorus, Master, Master, come.
Just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, again we are so thankful once again that You gave us this another opportunity to gather around Your precious Word. And again, Lord, as we said this morning, mentioning the Scripture, that Lord, again we could measure ourselves up by the Word of God. And Lord, we realize that we're winding down on time and how exciting it's getting to be, Lord, and yet a sober time, knowing, Father, that everything that we've, Lord, professed and claimed for years and the things that we've said we've believed and said we've understood, Lord, has come to the climax that, Lord Jesus, it's the Word must live. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Lord, even this subject on prayer, how our prayer life, Lord, should be so in touch with You, Lord. Oh, God, help us tonight again as these words come forth, that You'll, Lord, renew them into our hearts and, Lord, just ignite them to a greater reality in our lives. We ask now that you'd bless us as we wait on you to speak to us through the word. In your most glorious, precious name, we ask our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew in 26th chapter. Let's read that. Amen. Yeah, I appreciate the song service and the song the young person, people, our young sister sang. Amen. We appreciate it. There's just something about songs that's, when they're worship, it just, I love them. You know, it's okay to sing the happy songs, you know, when it's, you know, the time and all that. But there's something about the good worship songs I just love. Amen. Just goes down deep inside. Amen. Matthew 26, and let's begin to read here at the 36th verse. And this is, of course, where our Lord Jesus went to Gethsemane and began to pray, and, of course, took his disciples with him. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And may the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. You know, I was thinking about this, and you know, what a perfect type of us when we have not been filled with the Spirit of God. You know, our Lord Jesus was going through what he was going through, and a very serious, sobering time. And he knew what was about to take place. And yet his disciples just couldn't grasp the importance of what was going on. And they was tired and sleepy. And even when the Lord Jesus asked them to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And they still just didn't have it to pray. You know, just didn't have it. But they hadn't been to Pentecost yet. And we realized they wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. And how such a, as I said, a perfect type of today. You know, when an individual today or a people today would not be filled with the Holy Ghost and then expect them to pray. You know, expect them to be concerned and to be the people that would sigh and cry for the abominations that's done in the city. How could you expect that? But the prophet even said that was a sign of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Sigh and cry for the abominations done in the city. up. And as I said, how, you know, these men that was the disciples with Jesus and basically just couldn't get with the program, just to say. And I wonder today if we just can't get with the program. Sometimes, you know, because of maybe we don't have down inside what we need, you know, talking about that little spring bubbling, you know, and something behind me, Brother Bram said, pushing me is the answer the spring would give. And how so easily prayers would become traditional prayers without something pulsating inside. You know, as I was in my study this morning and praying, I couldn't help but to think, and thinking of the messages, you know, of, I was just kind of reminiscing, going through my mind of some of the series we've been on and building up to this point, and how, you know, knowing it's a definite time where you must be born again, must be filled with that Holy Ghost, you must have that new birth, there must be a change of that soul. And thinking of this, and it just seemed like I was going into the Spirit, and just things was coming and just pressing. And then I began to cry, and I said, Lord, what can I do? We live in such an age. I was talking to the Lord about this. I said, Lord, we're living in this age. And I said, why is it so hard to see a real, true evidence? Now, you got to remember, I'd been going through the Word of God. And I was looking again at, and actually been listening to the message Token. And I was going through some other things, and it was just seemed like such a load come down on me. And I asked the Lord, I said, why is it, Lord, that it seems to be so hard to really see a true evidence of all this great message we've been given? Such revelations has come. You actually sent your prophet and revealed the Word of God to us, to a generation of people. And yet it seems to be so hard to really honestly find people that matches what he said, what the new birth was. When you go back and see what happened to those on the day of Pentecost, when you go up and hear and come on up through the years and ages and time, and then God sent this prophet of this end time age. And then he brings that exactly to where there'd be no question, no wondering, no trying to figure it out, but he gave the exact formula and the exact answer to what that new birth was. And yet, it's so hard to find people that really have it. People that don't give up. People don't get bound down with trials of life, torn to pieces and nervous and get mixed up in this complex age we live in. Why is it so hard to find people? Why is it so hard to find people that won't try to run their brother or sister down because they made a mistake? Why is it so hard? Why is that hard? Why is it so hard to try to belittle somebody, keep from belittling somebody? Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to dress exactly like God wants a people to dress? Why? Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to find people that are really born again? And I'll tell you, it tore me to pieces. And I began to sigh and cry before God. I said, Lord, what must I do? What can I do? What can I say to, Lord, make sure every little sheep in the flock that I watch over sees the importance of this? What must I do? What must I do? What can I do, Lord? And I was just talking to him about it. He's the only one I had to talk to about. He's the only one who would understand how I feel. He was the only one that would know what I was meaning when I said what I said. He was the only one that would know. He's the only one that had the answers. Yeah. I could go to nobody else. Nobody else has the answers. Nobody else can tell me. Nobody else can do anything. Only him. And I'm so glad I got him to talk to. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have him to talk to. It'd be a terrible thing to not have him to talk to. But I'm so thankful I got him to talk to. I'm so glad I got somebody that answers. It gives me comfort and shows me the directions to go. But as we talk about these disciples, they just didn't have it. I trust that we'll be able to find that position with Christ, every one of us, that will have what it takes to know the person of Jesus Christ. You see? In Romans 8:26, it says here, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with the groanings which cannot be uttered." That's not a traditional prayer, friends. That's praying in the Spirit. You see. "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints." Now that's the Spirit-filled, Spirit-born sons and daughters of God, which is the saints. Okay? Read it again. "He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." We're talking about real prayer. Real prayer. Not just getting down on your knees and say, "Lord, help me this day, watch over and protect me. Help me have a good job and help keep a roof over my head. Help my children get along and help my wife and bless my family today." No. This is things you don't know anything about. But the Spirit does. That knows way down deep inside of you what you have need of. Sometimes we get so maybe, how could we say it? Maybe we kind of get discouraged sometimes because we just don't see this word living in our life like it should. What's your prayer life like? Remember, the Spirit knows things about you you don't know yourself. He knows how to fix things that you can't fix. That's why you've got to be able to reach out in Christ, in the Spirit, and have that Holy Spirit intercede for you. But you've got to find that kind of prayer. Oh, saints, I'm telling you, God's wanting to get us ready for a rapture. How interested are you in it? Are you interested in just living this life we talked about today and getting all wrapped up in this materialism? Is that all you're interested in? Is that the only thing you can think about all day long? Or maybe if you do have to work or you have to be busy doing this, you have to do that, you can't wait to find that time or get off or get away from this to go off in this place and talk to the Lord and pray until you get in the Spirit, until it's groanings and you're crying. You're just broke clear down and the Holy Spirit's coming in and out intercede. When's the last time you did that? Or have you ever done it? If you've never done it, you're not manifesting the Word. This word is just as important as anything else in the word. And you've got to find that if you don't have it. Or you'll never find that place of the things that need provided in your life. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about the spiritual things, the revelation from God. Notice when the prophet said, he didn't say pray. He said cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. He knew there was something that you cried out for. There was something that burned for, you longed for so greatly that it afflicted you. Tore you up. Oh God, I need you. When's the last time you prayed like that? Is it when you prayed because your mama was dying? Oh. What about yourself dying and have no life? Sometimes you're more worried about somebody else than you are yourself. You better get yourself right, friends. Yeah. When it comes to getting right with God, better make sure you're right. Because you may be the one that misses it. You see? Let's go on. He says here, I'll read this quote where we read this morning in the token. Watch now, fully, he says it that way, fully, obedience to the whole Word of God entitles us to the token. Then when we pray, we must have the token to present with our prayer. If you say, I pray, Lord, but really I haven't, I don't know if he's getting ready to say, I think what he was kind of going to go into saying because of what he says here, but I haven't got the token. But he didn't say it. But he said, Lord, but I really haven't. Well, you don't, he stops there, just might as well stop. First, get the token. First, get the token. Because that's what's going to push you out into that realm where you can really cry out to God in groanings. Yes, it cannot be uttered. A place where you're reaching out in the Spirit and the Holy Spirit's coming and interceding for you. There's something on the inside pushing you to that. You go ahead and get on your knees and try to pray when you have no more desire to do it than nothing. Talk about a dry prayer. Oh, yeah. Talk about something that ain't going nowhere. But you get in the Spirit where you're really opened up before God. How many times, say we come in here and maybe the Holy Spirit had blessings come down. And my, you just, oh, you can just pray and just talk to the Lord and just so easy. My, you just love Him. There ain't no problem telling Him how much you love Him when the Holy Spirit's just melting you down. Why can't you do that in your room? Huh? That's where you need it. Then you wouldn't jump up so quick and do something you shouldn't do. Yeah. Maybe you wouldn't jump up so quick and worry about getting more material gain. Yeah. You'd be more interested in what God wants you to do. Yeah. See? All right. He says, when we pray, then we must present the token. I have obeyed you, Lord, fully. I have repented of my sins. I feel that you forgive me. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is upon me. There's the key. The Holy Spirit is upon me. Now I have need of a certain thing for your glory. Yeah. Lord, I ask for it. It's mine now. Then there's something that anchors back there. Whew, he goes. It's yours. It does it. Then it's all over. It's all over. It's settled. I asked for this. I asked for it. I must have it. I want it for your glory. Well, that's it. Then he just gives it to you. Then you know it's yours. But what happened? He's filled with the Spirit of God and went to him in prayer. You had a token on display. But how can we say we got a token on display and arguing and fussing and then we sit down and we try to pray? We're not liking somebody. We dislike somebody. We have hatred for somebody. And then we get down and we try to pray. Just got done arguing with somebody. We just got done getting engulfed in materialism that took us beyond what God wanted us to be. And then we get down and try to pray. We get up the last minute to go to work and we do a speed prayer. Lord, help me this day. Watch over my wife. Keep my family safe. Watch over my children. I'm on my way. You really think that many things to God. Every day, every day, every day. You really think you're getting somewhere. We'll find out. God wants people that love Him to talk to Him. Yeah. Really love Him. With all their heart, all their body, all their spirit, all their strength, everything about Him. Now you're getting on the right ground when you go to talk to Him. Can you imagine talking speed prayers and traditional prayers to the One that created the heavens and the earth and saved you, gave you eternal life, and treat Him like that? Like He's a bag of trash. Dishonor Him. Disrespect Him. Talk to me like that. And then some of you men get so upset because your wife, maybe you told her to do something, she gets a little contrary and gets a little stubborn and she don't want to talk to you. Yeah. Maybe she just kind of shuns you a little bit. And your husband get all upset. Are you no good for a woman, nothing woman? What's your problem? Huh? What about God? All He's done for us. And we ain't got time for it. We don't have time to get on our knees and really pray in the Spirit. We ain't got time. We've got a car to fix. We've got a job to keep. We've got a family to take care of. We ain't got time for you, Lord. As I mentioned this morning, our families have become our idol. Our grandchildren has become our idol. Our homes have become our idol. Our jobs become our idol. We have proved to God those things are more important because we have not time for Him. I want you to listen, saints. Because the Holy Spirit's talking to you. Yeah. We gather here for this reason. To find our short places. Do we not? Absolutely do. To find our short places. Now it's up to you what you want to do with it. It's up to you what this is going to mean to you by the time we're done. It's between you and God. But it's another one of them things on the day of judgment. You won't be able to stand and say, Pastor Stephen DeLong didn't say nothing to me about this. He didn't warn me about this. And then when he looks at me and says, did you warn him? Yes, Father. I did. If that's the case, it's played on the screen. And it'll play on that great screen at the great white throne of judgment right before you. My voice going out and warning you. What's going to be your excuse? Then would he have to look at you and say, my servant warned you. Right there it is. He told you exactly what I wanted him to tell you. He read exactly what I told him to read. What are you going to do with it now? What's your excuse? Speak your peace. And you know what you have to say. I didn't do it, Lord. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not. Won't it be a terrible day? It's going to happen to many one of these days because they wouldn't listen. They think they knowed so much. Think they knew and had a handle on life. I had a handle on this message. A handle on the prophet. Think they know what he said? Know what he meant? And they'll be as lost as they can be. It'll play back one of these days, what I just said. I have to give an account of everything I say. Yes. That's why I want to make sure it lines up everything in this word. It's that serious. And it's this serious that you listen to it. And if you find it's in this word, and you see it is, and you don't do something about it, then judgment will begin. You see. This is the other message token. This was February 8, 1964. Full obedience to the Word brings God, the Word eternal, in you. That is the token. When the Word is in you, it's Christ in you. Now we're talking about getting into that personal relationship with Christ. Now notice, then when we pray, if we have the token, and when we pray, we have the token, he says again, present our token with our prayer. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the literal life of Jesus Christ coming forth with our prayer. Now, if you're sick, if you're in need, when you have the token, you have a right. If that had the token, he said, if I had the token to a bus line in my hand, they can't keep me off of that bus. No. They've accepted my money, and I have the token. In this case, I could not pay my price. You could not pay it, but he paid it for us. Oh, my. And give us the token. Amen, he says. I have a right to divine healing. Jesus Christ died that I could have divine healing. I have a right to claim every promise in this book. When you get it, he said, when you have the token and can represent the token with your prayer. Now you're going to get somewhere when you pray. But when this happens, Christ is in you. You begin to know more about him. You know his personality. You know what he loves and what he hates. Huh? You know what God loves and what he hates? Absolutely. God hates a carnal mind. Yeah. But he loves his word being lived through you. Oh, yeah. Let's go on. Just building up something. Just hang on. The investments, March 14, 1964, paragraph 70. Now, we find that it wasn't because that he wasn't a church member. It wasn't because he wasn't morally right. He's talking about the rich young ruler. But we can be, he says, we can be a church member and morally right and still not obtain eternal life. He says, not to know the word. What's he talking about now? Remember, he uses the scripture to know him is life eternal. Okay? Not to know the word. Oh, wait a minute, Brother Steve. The word is God, right? It's something about intellectually knowing the word. Memorizing it. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there, friends, that can memorize intellectually know this word and can beat me to pieces. They can tell you where the scripture's at, what quote was, what year it was, and everything else about it, you know. I can't do that. No. And as I've said before, I'm kind of glad I can't. I have to depend on God to even be up here talking. Because I can't do it in myself. It's impossible. He says, not to know the word. Some of them are theologians. Yeah. And scholars. Sunday school teachers. Bible expositors. Yeah, they know a lot of it, cover to cover. But that doesn't mean anything. Wow. We're talking about knowing the person. Yes. Yes, you got to know the Word, because the Word is Christ, but not just know it intellectually. You see? And if I was raising children again, you know what advice I would give them? You know, a lot of people in this message, and it's good, they're heavy on teaching them things Brother Branham did, the scriptures, and even quotes the prophet said. They're really heavy on preaching that and teaching that to their children, which is all good. But I would always remind them, they must receive it by the Holy Spirit, not just learn it. Because that's what we're raising a lot of children in this message now, is a bunch of intellectual knowledge children. They can tell you all about the message. When Brother Branham did something, when the angel of the Lord came here on this mountain, this, that, and the other, and they don't have no more revelation than anything when they get 18, 19 years old. Just a bunch of intellectual head knowledge. You see?
So yes, my advice is be careful. Make sure you do it in a spiritual way. Yes. But that doesn't mean anything. Satan knows that Bible better than any of us. Think of that. The Bible said, to know Him is life. Not know the Word. What? Not know the Word. Oh, I thought we had to know the Word. Absolutely, we should know the Word. Not intellectually. To know Him is life. Not know the Word. Know Him is life. Now again, we're talking about that personal knowing Him personally. I'm not going out there in the hallway and, as I said, that imaginary John Henry out there. No. But coming personally, face to face, you know me. You know all about me. My personality. You know what I do for you. Maybe you know what I've done for you. Maybe you know what I'm going to do for you. Yeah. You know how I feel towards you. You know I love you. You see? You know me. But you don't know John Henry. He's an imagination. And I might even tell you what he might look like. He might have a beard. He might have a mustache. He might have big ears. He might have short hair on top. You still don't know him. You don't know nothing about his personality. And this is what you have to know, friends, when you get to really talk to God. Yeah. Know him. This is life. Yes. To know him is life. It's a sad thing because a lot of people don't know him. Mm-mm. Satan also believes and trembles, but we've got to have an experience of a death, a burial, a resurrection from our old life to the new life which comes in Christ. It comes only by the Holy Spirit, the new life. Now you're going to begin to find out who he is. How can we say we know him and not honor the day of the resurrection? How can we say we know him and disrespect our husband as being a woman? How can we say we know him and lie and cheat to people? How can I say I know him when I don't even have the desire to come to service? I'm basically forced into it. How can I say I know him? You don't know him. If you knew him, you knew all would know also he's a God of judgment if you don't do what he says. You see? Because you begin to know his personality. You know what he loves. You know what he'll do for you. You know what he's done for you. You know what he's going to do for you. You know where he's taking you in the rapture. You know all about these things. You begin to know him personally. Because by having the Holy Spirit in you, that Holy Spirit being in you reveals the Word to you. Then you're able to receive that revelation by the Holy Spirit being in you. You see? Then you begin to know Him personally. Now we're being able to find this place of really being able to talk to Him and know who you're talking to. But without that token, you don't know who you're talking to. You're just talking to the wind. Wishfully thinking, hoping God is listening to you. But as the Scripture plainly tells us, if we get in this position, ask whatever you desire, and I'll give it to you. Wow. Why? He knows what kind of desire he put in there. What you ask for? If you ask for something that ain't his will, you ain't his anyhow. You ain't got it. You don't know him. He's not personal to you. My wife married to me, you know, been married, what, going on 41 years? I think it'd be 41 years in March. Would she come up to me and ask me, why don't you just stop today at the bar and pick up some booze and bring it home for me? Would she ask me to do something like that? No. She knows what my desire is. She knows me personally. She knows I'm a Christian. She knows I have Christ in me. She would never ask me something like that. Because she's has a personal relationship with me. She knows me. Yeah. Neither would we ask God to do anything that we know he wouldn't want. We wouldn't do that for nothing in the world. Impossible you couldn't get us to do it. way. There's no way you could ask Him, Lord, I want a bunch of money to do this. No way. Now it might be, Lord, my brother's in need. And if it be your will, you can give me a little extra. I'll make sure I give it to him. And if he does, he'll give that brother every dime of it. You won't hold back part at all. I got a little extra for me now. That ain't what you ask God. And God already knew what you was going to ask for. He knew the desire of your heart. That's why maybe you didn't get it. Yeah. Because we want to be a little bit like Ananias and Sapphira and hold a little bit of it back. If God blesses with a little extra, well, I'll go ahead and help him, but I'm going to keep part of this too now. That wasn't what you asked God. No. You see, saints, when you personally know somebody, and there's that personal relationship between you, there's a personal communion. You're communing together and love each other, and there's no way you'll hurt each other. No way. So simple. But as the scripture says, I wonder how many you have to say it to. I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love. You don't love me like you used to. What's your problem? You don't care if you even talk to me anymore. The only time you want some is when you ask me for help. Is that the only time my wife talks to me when she needs help? No. We'll talk just about anything. May talk about getting something out of the garden or cannon or whatever it might be. We just talk, you know. She don't only come and talk to me when she needs something. She don't just come to me and say, honey, I need a pair of shoes, and don't see her no more. Honey, I need this, and don't see her no more. That's kind of the way we pray oftentimes. Yeah, we've gotten to the point we just pray, ask God for something, and then he's done. We're done with him. Like he's our mascot, our errand boy. You see? That's what the Holy Ghost is trying to warn you. And I'm telling you, don't be foolish. I won't call you a fool. Scripture tells no man to be a fool. Call no man a fool. But don't be foolish, friend, and sit there and try to hoodwink God. And tell him you ain't doing it when you are. Don't be that foolish. See, you've made God put you down here. He don't know nothing. God knows more about you than you'll ever know about yourself. That's why we must pray in the Spirit. Yes. And pray until we're groanings and cannot be uttered. And the Spirit's interceding for us. Because he digs out all them little places. Who knows? You might be praying like that and groaning and the Spirit's interceding and you'll come and sit in that bench and the Word of God will come, the exact answer you needed, and tell you what you needed. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Kind of just talking plain to you today and tonight, but sometimes that's what we need, you know. I'll try not to. My half hour's gone already. I can see I'm going to drag this one out for a while. Amen. I don't know. Yeah, it's over half hour. I should quit. But we've got to have an experience of death, burial, and resurrection from our old life to a new life which comes in Christ. It comes only by the Holy Spirit, the new life. Won't you sisters come in from us, please, and push me out the door. Amen. Let's stand. Amen. I hope it's something to help you, friends, and give you something more to pray about and have a more sincere prayer and really talk to the Lord about it. Amen. Saints, I just want to see us move on. Press on. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. My. It's a reality, saints. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to not displease you in any way. I trust you'll be able to find those places with Christ and times with Christ to be able to talk to him, whisper little love secrets back to him. He whispers love secrets to you all the time, to his word. Why wouldn't you want to whisper love secrets back to him? Tell him, I love you, Lord. Maybe just driving down the highway. I love you, Lord. You're so precious. Maybe going in early in the morning, see the sunrise up over the hill. Maybe you're running late at night and see the moon shining, the stars shining. Maybe see a beautiful deer standing there. Yeah. Wonderful creek riffling down through. No, and he created all these things. My, you know, I was thinking this morning as I was feeding the animals again, you know. I've told you before, but it's still in me. You know, I give them their grain and they ate that, and then I gave them the hay, and they come over and begin to eat the hay, and it was just, I'm munching it in. I know you probably think I'm crazy, but, you know, maybe I don't like fishing like some of you do either, or hunting, you know. But I like watching my horses and cow eat and munch. And I was thinking about today, this morning, I thought, you know, them old hot days in the hay field is worth every second of it. To watch them munching and chewing on that hay and just watch them enjoying it, you know. But there's something about I've always loved to feed something. And I love feeding you. It's something God put in my heart, you see, to feed you. To feed the lambs and sheep of God. My, I'm blessed. I am blessed. When I think what I would have, where I would be, if it wasn't for Jesus. My. Lord, keep me tender. I don't want to be a big person. I want to be little. A nobody. And if he wants to lift me up, let him do it. But I'm not interested in being lifted up. Just, Lord, let me be a doormat on the floor. I don't care. Just let me be whatever you want. Amen. But yes, I love feeding. Whatever it is, you know. It's good. I like it. Ain't that funny to watch, love to watch an animal munch. Grace kind of thinks it's funny because I like watching, she gives her dog a treat, a crunchy one. I just like listen to it. Crunch, 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 crunch. She likes eating that crunchy treat, you know. And I love to see the sons and daughters of God just eat. No. Just give me that food. Just give it to me. That's what I want. That's what I want. Just feed me. Oh, Lord, help me to feed them what they need. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Amen, Sister Heather. Amen, let's sing that. How true it is. Where would I be? Couldn't imagine, even friends, where I'd be tonight if it wasn't for my Lord. Amen. Oh, where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow, without Jesus, where would I be? Sing it again. Come on up, Brother Timothy. Well, tell me, where would I be without Jesus? Oh, where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow.
Amen.
Jesus, where would I be? Oh, tell me, where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Amen. Oh, is that how you feel? Amen. You know, as the light of the word today and listening, saints, each and every one of us, there's not a one of us in here that's not facing some pretty tough trials right now. Amen. And some pretty tough places in life.
And whether you realize it or not, God is telling you how to stand. He's showing you He's there to pick you up and to see you through. But you got to let Him. And a lot of times it takes finding that place with Him where He can break you down. We've got to where we're not as tender as we ought to be. We're not as soft. Life hardens us. And we get hard to the Spirit. And we get hard to where the Spirit can't mellow us. And we get that way because you don't understand what I'm going through, brother. No, I don't, but He does. And He's telling you, if you'll just get in the Spirit and cry out to Me, He'll make intercession for you. He knows what you need, and He'll meet that need in your life. But you've got to go to Him first. Think of it, saints. And I know I mentioned it, but go back and listen to it. It was the Spirit of Truth preached in 1963. When Brother Branham was talking about his mother dying. And listen to that if you're facing a tough situation. And you listen to where his love was. And let God take that and dip that in your heart. And let God strengthen you with it. I think you'll find great joy in that.
Hallelujah.
But get in the Spirit and listen to that. And listen to all those great things that happened. And as Brother Branham just felt the need to give a testimony. And we're strengthened by our testimonies. And if we'll just get in the Spirit and let God speak to us, He knows what we need, saints. He knows what you're fighting. He knows what you're going through. But so many times we try to fight the battle within ourselves. And He's already done it. And He's already doing it. But He wants to see us yield to Him. This little chorus here on 507 in the little Only Believe book is just a short chorus. But let's just sing this. Let go and let God have His way. Amen. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrow will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way. Sing it again. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrow will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way. Amen. Is it that your desire? Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go, God have His way. Amen. Precious Lord, oftentimes we pray the way we want things to be, as our pastor has spoke today, as You've laid upon his heart. But Lord, sometimes our will's not Your way. And what we think of a situation is not the way You saw it working out. But Lord, if we can just as Jesus in the garden as He prayed, if this cup can pass from me, Lord, let it. But if not, not my will, but Thine be done. Lord, we are each facing many situations in life right now. And not only right now, Lord, but we're facing a great day that's fixing to come upon us. And Lord, things may not work the way we think they should. But that's why, Lord, if we'll get in the Spirit and cry out to you and truly get into that place, Lord, where we can wait till we get that soft, sweet Spirit and our mind gets in tune, Lord, with you. And to pray and to cry out to you, Lord, and to take our burdens to you as we sang the little song this morning, I Must Tell Jesus. Lord, you understand where we're at. You understand each situation. But Lord, help us to let go and to let you lead us, Lord, in the way that we should handle each thing. Our tensions, Lord, will lift. Our stress level, Lord, can go way down. And that great sense of peace that is overwhelming, that passes all understanding, Lord, will flood our hearts. Lord, we ask humbly that you just take this precious word today and may it mean something to us. May we find that place, Lord, where we can get alone with you. It don't matter where, Lord. In a cornfield, Lord, in the woods, in a car traveling to work, Lord, wherever it's at, in your little room, a closet. But Lord, there is a place. Lord, I often think of Moses when he come in the presence of that burning bush and he said, remove your shoes for the place you're standing is holy ground. Lord, the very God that was in that bush, that Moses was filling that presence, is here with us tonight, Lord. And I get to commune with you anytime I wish, Lord. I just whisper your name and you're there. I can talk to you, Lord, and I know that the God that rolled back the mighty Red Seas is listening to me. He knows and he cares about me, Lord. He cares about each one of us. But Lord, we've got to find that place to where we know you're listening. I'm not asking in vain, Lord, and I'm trying to find you. Where are you hiding, Lord? No. But you're right here with us, Lord. Right even now, you're right here. All I got to do is reach out to you. We feel you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the word, Lord. May it do the work in our lives. And bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. And continue to help us, Lord, to yield to you, we pray. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. And we are standing on holy ground. And I know all around. Hallelujah. Let us praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy. Sweet, refreshing Spirit. Oh, he's here, saints. If you could just relax into the presence of God and just let him all speak to your heart. Amen. How sweet he is. He's so wonderful. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So sweet. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I never knew love till I met Jesus. Yes.
right.
Saints never fail to give him glory. You know, a few, it's been a little while now, but my daughter was going through some trials. And sometimes as a parent, we miss things. And the Holy Spirit made a way that I was enlightened to the situation. And you know, there's things in life you can't change. No matter how hard you want to change it. But God can change every situation. And He knows every situation. And you know, God moved in that situation. And I prayed and I give it to Him. I said, Lord, you know it's bigger than I am. But I trust you, Lord. And Lord, you wouldn't have brought it to my attention if you didn't care. But He cares about everything. There's nothing in life we'll ever face that He doesn't care about. But He does care how we approach it. And He wants us to approach Him first. And oh, how we should thank Him for all the times that brother was testifying. Look at what God can do. It is no secret. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. As we said, He's not a God of history. He's a God of today. He's a God of your situation that's happening now. As our sisters sing the song before service, the tears might be flowing, but He can see the end. You may not know what's happening, but God does. And if all of us can look back through our lives and we can see those situations where our tears flowed like rivers. And we didn't know, but God did. But it makes you stronger. He's preparing His people for a time and a place. And by God's grace, I know He's called me to be one in this last age, to stand for Him and to be a witness. And by God's grace, if you can see yourself in there and know that He's called you and you felt that pull, as our brother even sang this morning, I felt that draw. And I feel for sure I'm going to reach my goal. But we got to let Him do it. And He knows the situation, but oftentimes we forget to go and take our situations to Him and ask His will. And Lord, how should I? Instead, as our brother has been showing, the Holy Spirit through our brother has showed us today, it's not, Lord, move in this situation the way I think you should. But Lord, what is your will for this situation? And oh, look at the turnaround it can bring in our lives. Amen. It is no secret. Drop it down a key. Amen. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. Oh my, may we reach out to Him even this week. Amen. God's give us a chance. He's brought this word to all of our attentions for some reason. A closer walk with Him, or maybe the strength we need to endure something we're going through. But may we truly take this precious word and apply it. And oh, may we see the results that it can bring. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad I've been able to be here today. Amen. I thank Him for each time we get to come. And just pray that it would just draw closer each time. And as brothers and sisters, may we uphold each other that much more. As some go through trials that maybe others see, and some go through trials that no one knows about, and has to maybe struggle along because they don't have no one to talk to. As our pastor said, you know, as he's feeling that burden, there's no one that would understand but God. And sometimes that's the way it is in the situation that each one of us may have. It may not mean much to somebody else, but God understands, and He's listening, He's waiting. And oh, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Oh my, He's never failed to. The answer may not be what we wanted, but if we'll just learn to follow His leading, He'll bring the peace to help us accept whatever comes. And oh, it would just be so wonderful. Amen. Love each and every one of you. Pray God will bless you. Amen. Anybody else got anything you'd like to say before we dismiss? Amen. It's wonderful. Amen. Take this name of Jesus with you. Let's sing that as we go. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you out of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it everywhere you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, above earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh. Dismissed.